Four, three, two, one.
And we're live.
87 Podcast.
We're live. It's Monday, the 11th of March. And the time change was yesterday at 2 a.m. And I'm glad that it's back on the time change. The life saving is back. It's better. I love when it gets late, when it gets dark late. You feel like the day is longer and you have more time to do things instead of when it gets dark at 4:30 or 5. Now it gets dark by 7, close to 7. So that's good. That's always good. I haven't done a podcast since the 28th, I think, or something like that, of last month. But yeah, we're back on, we're back live. The UFC 235 pass, and I'm pretty sure I'll talk about the Cain Velasquez fight. If I didn't, I mean, I believe Cain still one of the greatest heavyweights of all time. But unfortunately, he got clipped really hard by Ngannou, or he really did damage his knee. Whatever the case is, you know, he's back on active roster. So let's hope that it's not as damaging as they made it seem, or he made it seem. So hopefully, you know, around May or June, more this summer, we'll see him fight again, and not wait another 2 years for him to fight. So we'll see what's going on with Cain. And Ngannou, man, I mean, if he did, you know, it seemed like he did got him, like a underhook. What's next for him? I think the winner, which was last night, Saturday, on ESPN Plus, I think Junior Dos Santos, now that he beat Derek Lewis. I think now the junior won. He's back on the winning track, which is good for Junior Dos Santos. I think he has his last three fights he won. Giving him Ngannou is not a bad idea. Ngannou wants DC, but I don't think he's gonna get DC. I think DC and Brock Lesnar is the match to make, and DC is just gonna wait for that Brock Lesnar fight. Everybody, he knows, and it's just like him. Everybody knows that's the money fight for him and for whoever goes against Brock Lesnar. So that's not gonna happen. I think Brock and DC are gonna fight. DC is gonna retire, and I don't think DC and John Jones are going to do a third match, their fight. I don't think John Jones wants that. I think Jones is like, I beat him twice. Why am I going to, you know, fight him again? So I think Ngannou and Junior Dos Santos is next. It's going to be an interesting fight because they're both strikers, but Junior has legit. He's a legit black belt, I believe, in jiu-jitsu. So, he can, if they go on the ground, you know, Santos has a knowledge of how to fight on the ground. Submissions and all that kind of stuff. And Ngannou doesn't. He's a straight striker. He doesn't know wrestling, not that much. Jiu-jitsu, he just said that he doesn't know jiu-jitsu like he should. And so, we'll see. We'll see what's next for Ngannou. UFC 235. The whole whole controversy with Robbie Lawler and Ben Askren. I think, you know, Ben was going to win regardless. He had the bulldog choke. You know, the ref stopped him. I think it was a great stop. I think it was not an early stoppage. He was passing out. If you notice, his hand, his right hand, I believe, goes numb. And he just drops it to the ground. You know, he was out. As soon as he let go, he jumped up because he got... it's like, if you look at it like this, it's a power outage. It goes out, and then 1 second, it goes back in. You know? Your lights go out within like 2 seconds or a second, it goes back on. That's what happens to Robert Lawler. You know? I've been choked out plenty of times, so I can tell you that, yeah. You feel like you're about to pass. Maybe you do, and then you let go of your choke as you tap out, and then you go back on. Lights are on, like, that quick. So, you know, if he would have let it go like 2 more seconds, he would be completely passed out. Because he was not going to let go of the bulldog choke. He was not going to let it go. And Robbie Lawler was not going to fight it off. It was impossible. And Asper, man, I mean, he got his head, beat down at the first round. The first couple seconds of the first round. Obviously, when it was only one round, but the first couple seconds of the round, he, you know, it seemed like he was going to stop it, but he held on to dear life, and he was able to come back from it and won the fight, which is good for him. You know, the hype behind him was true. You know, so we'll see what's next for him. For Robbie Lawler, you know, Dana was saying, the UFC was saying they want a rematch. I don't think Askren wants that. He says he doesn't. He's more interested in Darren Till and Jorge, which is this Saturday coming up. But you know, they should just run it again. I don't know why he wouldn't run it again, go through it again, and if so, you know, get all any doubts of it out of the way, you know. So he should, but maybe he's not interested. So Cody Garbell and Pedro, man, that was a crazy fight. A first round fight, TKO or KO actually, by Pedro. Jesus Christ, man. They were both going at it. I think Cody felt that he felt hurt, and how Dana put it out, how he described it, is perfectly how it happens. You get clipped and you get rocked, and you don't fight no more. Smart. You know, you're not cool, calm, and collective no more. It's like a bull. You see red and you just go for it. So he saw red, and he was just survival mode. He's like, I gotta knock this fool out before I'm already wobbling, you know. So I gotta knock him out. So they were both going right hand, and then, you know, into Pedro won. Pedro knocked him down and was, you know, just stopped it. Cody is his third knockout in a row, obviously third loss on the row. But man, how can you not like a guy like that? You know, how can people say like, oh, he's finished? He's done. He's not finished. He's not done. He's 27 years old, man. He'll be fine. He's just gotta you know, fight smart, fight intelligent, fight calm. If you get clipped, you gotta back away. Do some footwork. Just back away from your opponent. Don't just go head first. Because the fight is never gonna end well when you go head first, especially on MMA. Boxing, You can go head first and still cover yourself, but in MMA, you got hit, you got kicks, you got wheel kicks, you got kicks on the knee, you got elbows, you got spinning fists, you got so many things, super punch. You got all this crazy, crazy arsenal that you know your opponent has. For you to go like that, you just gotta be smart. You can't be stupid. You can't be dumb. But you know, no one is in those shoes, so you don't know how I'll react or anybody else will react. I've stated before, I played sports my whole life, so one thing that I can say that I can honestly admit that I lost my temper or lost my train of thoughts in a sport environment is maybe two or three times, you know, and out of, you know, so many games, whether it be soccer or baseball or football or even jiu-jitsu. So yeah, three times for sure, three times. And so, yeah, you know, it's, you know, we'll see what happens with what's next for Cody. Pedro, I mean, he's going to probably go against the second guy. I mean, the rank number one guy. I forgot his name. It's a Brazilian guy, too. And whoever wins from them two is going to take the winner from Henry Cejudo and TJ. So we'll see what's going on with that division, the 135 pound. Dominic Cruz was on the panel, and hopefully he's healthy, man, and he comes back pretty soon. He you know, he's a great addition to the 135 pound. The co-main event, Usman and Woodley, man, I thought Woodley was going to take it, but no. Since the beginning of round one all the way to the end of round five, Usman just dominated him, out-wrestled him. I don't know about the out-striking him. There was not a lot of striking going on. It was more wrestling. Just the clinch, ground, pound. The clinch, ground, and pound. You know, people say it's a boring fight. It's not a boring fight, man. It's a technical, very smart fight on Usman's part. And Woodley was not there mentally. He said it himself. He's like, it's like a bad dream. It's like a nightmare. I knew I was in a fight, but I was looking for that perfect shot. I was looking for this, looking for that, and nothing came. And I think when you overthink situations, not just fighting situations, but any situation, when you overthink, that's when you do the most mistakes. It's not to say you should not think and be smart about things, and especially in a fight game. But if you let loose, you will be more. You will get more shit done. You will not feel the pressure and overthink certain situations, especially in a fight game. I think in a fight game, yes, you gotta be smart and be in the game plan and know and understanding of what are you gonna do. But if you're uptight and you don't know, if you're overthinking, then yeah, I think that's a perfect example of what happened to Woodley. And well, you know, everybody knows what's next for Usman and Kobe Covington. So that's going to be an interesting fight. They both hate each other. It's going to be one of those trash-talking, below-the-belt shit. So I'm not really excited about that, to be honest. I would like to see a rematch, but now that Woodley lost the belt, Dana's going to make it very, very, very tough and nearly impossible for him to get a title fight. So, you know, we'll see what's going on with Woodley. The main event. What can you say? The main event, man. It was a performance from John Jones, like John Jones knows how to do. Smith was never to see in this fight. I mean, he was just John Jones. It was John Jones' performance. Gotta give it up to Spence though. He took in the illegal knee on the right in the nose, and he could easily weasel his way out. He'd be like, nah, I can't continue. I'm hurt. That would have DQ, disqualified Jones, and Smith would have. I think by DQing John Jones, especially with an illegal knee, Smith would have got the belt. But, you know, he took it like a man, and he was like, that's not what I want to do. I want to fight, and if I'm going to win the belt, I want to win through my performance. So, there you go. He was like, nah, I'm good. I want to fight. I want to continue. And they continue. The balls of this guy is to recognize, because, like I said, you could easily just say, no, I'm hurt, and then they would have given him the fight, and then he would have got the belt. Me, in my case, yeah, I wouldn't take that route. I would have continued, you know. Even if the medics and the ref were like, no, you can't continue, and they're like, okay, well, I don't want the belt, you know. I didn't beat the guy for the belt. Yeah, he took a legal knee shot at me, but no, I don't want the belt. This is the way that I'm gonna take the belt from him. Yeah, this fucking no, I don't want to do that. You know, I'm a man. I'm a fighter. Shit happens inside the cage. This is a fighting game. You know, no, I don't want the belt. But no, luckily they let him fight. They let him continue, and yeah, John Jones won. There's nothing to it, you know. What's next for Jones? Jones, I think he might fight next somewhere July or August. And the opponent for him will be Thiago Santos, the guy with the fucking hammer in his chest. You know, I think that's the next fight for him. After that, he's going to go up to heavyweight. He already cleaned house at a light heavyweight. I'm pretty sure he's tired of that. And I'm pretty sure he wants competition. And going up to heavyweight, it's going to be a brand new stack of opponents. A brand new stack of victims, you might add. And him, I think it's easy for him to cut weight to 205. But knowing that you don't have to cut weight anymore, you can stack up some muscle and some fucking weight on him. He'll be a dangerous, dangerous guy, a heavyweight, especially with speed, his long legs, long arms. And what's next for Smith? Smith is going against the Mahler, Alexander. And, you know, yeah. I mean, I'm not that excited about that match. They're both very good strikers, but, you know, now Smith is in the top 10, and he should be. I think he's in the top 5. And he's known as a very dangerous light heavyweight. It took him, I don't know how many fights, like 20 plus fights, for him to get that recognition. But, you know, it doesn't matter how long it takes you to the dance, as long as you get to the dance. And now he's up there. He just got to stack some wins, man, and he will get back. He will definitely get another title shot. And another fighter that is coming up on the light heavyweight division is Johnny Walker, this Brazilian fucking crazy guy that injured his shoulder on his celebration. Jesus Christ, man. Yeah, don't be doing that shit no more, man. Don't be doing that. Enjoy your wins. Don't do that no more. And, you know, keep stacking wins. His third knockout, I think, in a row in the UFC. And it's impressive, man. Impressive, impressive, impressive. Another dangerous guy in the light heavyweight division. What's next for this guy? They were talking about Latifa. I don't know about that. He's a top 10 guy, so it's it's not that good. I think you should take it easy for this guy. Give him another, you know, same record. Maybe, you know, have 10 fights in the UFC. Not 15 or 10. But we'll see what's going on for this guy. But interesting, man. Keep your eyes open on this guy. Other than that, no major updates on Brock Lesnar coming back. Obviously, he's still doing WWE stuff. One thing I do want to say about WWE stuff, I'm a fan of WWE. I don't watch it. I just keep updating on social media and YouTube stuff. But I did catch that Roman Reigns. He came back. He's a guy that left back in October for got diagnosed again from leukemia, and now it's in remission. So he's back wrestling. And man, I love those stories, man. Leukemia or any type of cancer. I love those stories that are back. They came back from that crazy illness, and the reason that I love those stories is not because just the whole concept of cancer, it is partly because of that, but I lost my mom when I was 5 because of that, and every time I hear stuff like that, I don't want to listen to it. I don't want to hear it. I just skip forward, or I just don't want to deal with it. It's something that I just, I don't know. It's tough, man. It's just tough. I always picture myself. I lost it when I was 5, and that was 25 plus years ago. Do the math. So I picture myself like, man, what would it be if my mom was here, So, every time I hear stories like, oh, they came back from it and it's all good, not good news, it's like, all right, this is what I like to hear. And thank God the guy came back and he's doing good. He's wrestling. He just wrestled last night and he looked fucking great. Connor and Cowboy, that's not happening. It's a fucking bummer. But Connor is calling out Nate Diaz. They already had a match back in the day. So, hey, rematch at 185 or 170. Because Nate doesn't want to cut weight anymore. Interesting. Another match that is named to... that is interesting. Nothing so far. That's it. That's it for today's podcast, guys. 24 minutes into it, and I'm back on it. Give you guys a shout out, a message through the app, or just send me a message through the Instagram account media87. That's media_80_7media87. And let me know what you guys think. This is 87 Podcast. We're out.